This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's presidential office Monday said covering the past 24 hours, Russian shelling killed at least 5 people and wounded 13 others as Kremlin's and Kyiv's forces remain locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. Much of the shelling focused on 2 key Ukrainian cities, Kharkiv and Kherson. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about the attacks on Kherson.
The city of Kherson is constantly under the shelling. This is important also to understand because the city itself located on one side of the river Dnipro and Russian forces are located just on the other side. Over the weekend, it was a really bad shelling of the residential buildings, hospital and school in the city of Kherson. But the worst situation is with the residential buildings and with the hospital. For the moment, we know about 3 people who were killed and 6 injured. We know that one person is currently in the very serious state.
The International Olympic Committee Monday rejected fierce criticism from Ukrainian officials who've accused it of promoting war after the body said Russians could potentially be given the opportunity to qualify for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Ukrainian presidential advisor Mykolo Podolyak over the weekend described the Olympic body as promoting violence, mass murder, destruction, and said Monday a Russian presence at the Games would constitute giving the country a platform to promote genocide. In a statement reported by the Reuters news agency, the International Olympic Committee said it rejects in the strongest possible terms this and other defamatory statements. The committee said they cannot serve as a basis for any constructive discussion.